Our phone number is 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Our next guest was one of the subjects of the Tiger King documentary, which was hugely popular in 2020. And she has owned and operated the Big Cat Rescue here in the Tampa Bay area for quite some time. Let's welcome to the show for the first time, Carol Baskin. Miss Baskin, how are you?
Hey, oh, you cool guessing kittens at the bone?
Hey, we had the guy, I was talking to the guy from Twitter. Are you killing, I mean, not Twitter, Cameo. Are you killing it on the cameos?
It's really been wonderful. I think I've done like 2,900 of them now.
Holy cow. Wow. And they all wanted to with the cool cats and kittens, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've said that until I'm like blue in the face.
That's what I need, a catchphrase to get my cameo going. This has certainly been probably an interesting time for you. After Tiger King and things die down, you come back up with the Dancing with the Stars, which is great. That's a great way to parlay fame into something else. And then you look like you might be getting a little bit of some peaceful time. And then all of a sudden, this whole Joe Exotic getting free from jail thing came back up again. Were you genuinely worried about that?
I was. You know, I found it hard to believe that any president would find that as something that would endear people to them. But if there was ever a president that might do it, it would probably have been him.
Yeah. I mean, they brought it up to him almost jokingly in the beginning when the documentary was hitting. And so it was definitely on his radar at that point. And he would be the kind of like vindictive guy to do something like that. Do you genuinely feel for your safety at this point, if that was the case, if he got out?
Well, actually, my safety is still in peril because of all of the people who abuse big cats that I have been going after for the past 20-some-odd years. He's just the dumbest one, the one they were able to catch. There are so many others who have threatened to kill me and threatened to harm my family and the cats that are much smarter than he is and don't say it as publicly as he does. So those people are still out there and still hating me.
No, I read this morning that that they were looking into Doc Antle again because he brought some tigers over to Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. I don't know if she did a photo shoot or whatever, and so they're already trying to go after him now.
He's been indicted on several counts of wildlife trafficking and animal abuse, as have his daughters, so I'm glad that USDA is pressing forward on that because those cubs were way too big for her to have contact with.
Yeah. Now, what is the status of Big Cat Rescue? Has that been completely shut down because of COVID? Is there any option to do anything over there?
You know, the way we give our tours is private tours of like 20 people at a time that have to stay close to the tour guide so they can hear the stories of the cats. And we can't do that in a COVID environment. So we've been closed since March the 15th.
And is that hurting you badly financially?
Yeah, our tours are about $1 million of our $3.5 million budget. And so that's why I've had to do things like Dancing with the Stars and Cameo and everything I can think of to try and fill that void. And, you know, you guys at The Bone had been sponsors of our Furball back when we used to do a huge gala with like 800 people. You guys were sponsors there. And now you just can't do those kind of galas.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, a lot of charities, and a lot of people are hurting as a result of it. Are you still able to, one of the things we wanted to talk to you about was still following through with the government to make sure you can do what you can to permanently change that legislation to make sure that they can't, that people can't do this, that they can't go out and get, you know, celebrities can't be going to buy cubs and things along those lines.
Yeah, we were really thrilled on December the 3rd to have a hearing before the entire House, and we passed with over two-thirds support, and it was bipartisan support. But because it was December, it was like right at the end of the session, so the Senate never took it up. They were a little bit busy the end of the year. So that meant we had to reintroduce the bill in January, and we have, and we've already gotten up to somewhere around 90 co-sponsors, I think. So it's moving very quickly, and we really think it'll pass this year.
Good. Now, what as far as the future for Big Cat Rescue, what happens after you're long gone? Do you already have plans in place for that?
our goal is to put ourselves out of business. There shouldn't have to be a place that rescues big cats from horrible abuse. We just shouldn't have horrible abuse. And so our federal bill will actually end that abuse. And as our cats die of old age, we'll be able to wind the thing down. We'll always be in the business of rescuing wild animals. So like we do a lot of rehab work where if a bobcat gets hit by a car, we go out and rescue it, fix it up, and then put it back in the wild. We'll continue doing that kind of work. And we also donate over $100,000 a year to conservation projects all around the world, mostly for the small cats that people have never even heard of, because lions and tigers and cheetah, they get all the money. But we try to make sure that some of those little cats are surviving out there in the wild, and we'll continue to do that.
Carol, yeah. I would say with all your years of experience and stuff that you are an expert with big cats. Do you think somebody, a human, could fight a bobcat and win in that fight? Because Mike claims to be able to beat up a bobcat. And I said, just right. The claws and teeth alone, there's no way he's surviving that, right?
A bobcat weighs about 20 to 30 pounds. And pound for pound, they're 12 times stronger than a human. And they are just covered in razor hooks and razor right. teeth. So there's no way you're going to win.
Yes! Finally, an answer. Thank you.
I believe Mrs. Baskin is underestimating my fighting skills. Look, I have no interest in harming an animal. I don't want to go.
If it came down to it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying is I live in a little bit of a preserve, and if I had, because we hear stories about time, whether it be a alligator or whatever, somebody being in the wild, and I was saying to them one day that I feel like I could properly defend myself, and that turned into me being able to beat up a bobcat.
Mm-hmm. So. The definitive answer now from the expert is no.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I hopefully we'll never see that matchup happen. I'm just saying, I'm still going to be optimistic. Okay, so any immediate? I have been over to the area right during the COVID, just driving around, just trying to see any idea what the time frame is for anything else to happen over there, or is it just waiting now as far as the CDC and to see what opens up.
It really is COVID dependent. I mean, we have to see COVID just go on before we would expose our people or our cats, because the cats can actually contract it. And we go through just really rigorous testing. Everybody has to be temperature checked when they come in the morning to work with the cats. If anybody has any kind of symptoms whatsoever, we send them in for testing. If they've even been exposed at their workplaces in other places, we send them in for testing to make sure that they're not bringing in that virus.
I have to ask you, you know, several people in our building have known you for years, have done work with you. Everybody in the building just speaks so highly of you, whether it's Ann Kelly or Keith, our boss. And you seem like a very nice lady, but of course everybody was saying, you know, hopping on the, you killed your husband and fed it to the tigers. And how do you deal with that? Did that beat you down? Because you always seem like you're pretty positive whenever you speak. You don't seem like many of that stuff that doesn't affect you.
You know, they really did a great job in Tiger King of pretty much putting me on trial with everybody who could possibly say anything hateful against me and no defense. And so it's no wonder that people came away believing all of the horrible things that were said there. And it's really hard to overcome that because something like 64 million people saw it and most of them believed it. But it's really not about me. And so as long as people want to make those kind of allegations and it enables me to get on programs like yours and talk about protecting cats in the wild, then I feel like it's serving its purpose. I think every bad thing that happens has some good reason for happening.
The guy from Cameo sent over one of the videos you did and said that this is the way everybody should do it. So it's clear that you have a good sense of humor with things too, I would imagine, because we all made jokes after Tiger King, and a lot of this is, you're here in our area, so it was a little bit even more pressure here. But I'm just saying, you seem like somebody that can kind of roll with the fun part of it.
I can, and actually some of the memes, I just laughed out loud when I saw them. Some people are really clever.
If anybody wants to, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are interested in doing work with you guys and volunteering. Do you obviously outside of COVID, do you allow that still, or is that a pretty hard program to get into?
It is a difficult program to get into because we have the luxury of being able to select the cream of the crop for our volunteer and our intern program. But since Tiger King, we've had to only allow in people who have been there before, because we don't want somebody who saw Tiger King and thinks that all these animals should be killed rather than live out the rest of their lives in captivity. And there's been a lot of people threaten that, so we just can't take the risk of somebody new coming in.
Yeah, that's very understandable. Big Cat Rescue is located over there by the Citrus Park Mall, and for years I would joke around and I would say, I just know one day one of those tigers is going to get a whiff of that bourbon chicken that they're always trying to give away inside the mall and just try to make his way over there. But it's completely safe over there. You never worry about any of that stuff?
Well, I worry about people. I don't worry about the cats. But, you know, with people, anybody with bolt cutters and you're going to have a tragedy, which is just one more reason why we need this federal bill, because the people in Tampa shouldn't be in peril because of the fact that people are out there having their pictures made with cubs.
Yeah, and Carol, like Carol said, she doesn't want to be in business. She would love to have this all end so that they can just wrap things up.
Carol, you know, when Tiger King came out, you instantly became famous overnight and instantly recognizable. What is, like, the craziest interaction you've had with somebody, whether it be on the streets or what have you?
You know, the craziest thing was on the Tampa Bay Trail. I ride my bike back and forth to work, and that was where the hitman was hired to kill me with a crossbow. It was on that trail. Jeez. And so the craziest thing that has happened, I mean, people constantly are coming up to me wanting selfies and such on the trail now, but this guy leaps out of the bushes, and he's got a knife in one hand and something in his other hand. And so I, you know, swerve around him, and I'm looking back at him, and he's like, yelling at me to come back that he wants a picture, and I thought he was coming after me with a knife. But he was like peeling an orange or something.
Sure he was. Yeah. Well, that's nuts. Well, keep your head on a swivel. Listen, how do people, what do we do to get behind the bill? What is anybody that's interested in? Are we writing? Are we making phone calls? Are we just watching and as it plays out?
They can do all of those things at BigCatAct.com. If you go to BigCatAct.com and put in your mailing address, it will connect you to your member of the House and your senator, and it gives you the choice. You can make a phone call, you can do an email, or you can send a tweet, or you can do all three, which would be the best thing.
Well, good. BigCatAct.com. Go there and take a look around, put your address there, and do what you need to do. And, Carol, thank you for coming on the show and enduring these last couple of years, and be careful of people on the bike trail.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on. By that, I meant Galvin.
I have to get my vitamin C somehow, and I wanted to get a picture.
She seems like a very nice lady, and at the end of the day, she is doing good stuff over there with the big cats. And people are always asking me if I have a hookup over there, like if they want to volunteer or get more information. Don't ask me. I don't know nothing. Go to bigcatact.com, and you can do everything through there.
You've taken the tour, haven't you?
I have not. I've been over to the place.
I did. I took the tour before. It's really interesting. I mean, it's unbelievable to see those different tigers and, you know, lynx and all the different stuff up close. I mean, looking at them, you're like, oh, man, they could eat you so fast.
For real.
Said the bobcat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are we saying I can't beat up Uriah Faber? I can't beat up a bobcat? I got nothing to fight.
Rondé Barber.
Right. You still got Rondé.
Might as well give up on that one, too.
You should have years ago.
All right, we got to take a break. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.